57 degrees at 5:30. Good morning. I'm Anita Bonita, WJRZ News. With a concession speech by his opponent last night just after 10 p.m., Robert Menendez was elected in his own right as New Jersey's first Hispanic senator by a comfortable 8-point margin. Former Assembly Speaker Albio Siris was elected to fill the House seat previously occupied by Menendez. Meanwhile, Tom Kane Jr. says he'll push his agenda in the state Senate, where he still holds a seat. New Jerseyans overwhelmingly voted yes on all three statewide ballot questions. After 239 years of existence as Dover Township, the state's seventh largest municipality will officially become Toms River Township on November 14th. In Lacey, residents voted to move forward on the much-debated construction of the road set to occupy 4 miles of a former railroad bed in the effort to alleviate traffic on Route 9. John Bartlett and Jerry Little won re-election yesterday, maintaining the Republicans' unanimous hold on the Ocean County Board of Freeholders. Republican William Palhemus was re-elected as Ocean County Sheriff. In Monmouth County, Republican freeholder Anna Little was re-elected. She's joined on the board by newcomer Barbara McMorrow, the first Democrat elected there in 20 years. All four area congressional incumbents kept their seats. That would be Jim Saxton in the 3rd, Chris Smith in the 4th, Frank Pallone in the 6th, and Rush Holt in the 12th. For the first time since 1994, control in the House of Representatives will belong to the Democrats. The latest numbers show that Democrats have picked up 35 seats, well over the 15 they needed to take the majority away from the Republicans. The Senate is still up in the air, awaiting definitive results from Virginia and Montana. Democrats are leading in both states. President Bush is expected to have a lot to say about the election results during a White House press conference later today. He'll address the public at 1:30 this afternoon. And in a non-election related note, anything posted on YouTube.com may soon be available on TVs and cell phones. The Wall Street Journal reports that YouTube and Verizon have been in serious talks about just such a move. Close to 28 million people visited YouTube.com last month alone, which happened to be the same month that Google announced its purchase of the website for $1.65 billion. More recently, YouTube was named Time Magazine's Invention of the Year this week. WJRZ Sports Time is 5:32. In the NBA last night, the 76ers lost to the Pacers 97-86, and in the NHL, the Devils edged the Hurricanes 3-2 in a shootout. The Major League All-Stars beat the Japanese All-Stars 7-2 yesterday in Japan. Ryan Howard of the Phillies snapped the tie game with a solo homer in a 5-run 8th inning. The MLB All-Stars have won all 4 games in the series, with the finale set for today. WJRZ Jersey Shore traffic and weather next. WJRZ News Time is 5:32.
This is delicious.
Beep, 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 yeah. WJRZ News Time is 5:33. WJRZ Jersey Shore traffic and weather every 15 minutes. Here's Pete Torriello.
Well, how appropriate that we begin with the town of Neptune, being that there's enough rain out there this morning. You would almost expect to see King Neptune walking around here. Pete Torriello, WJRZ Jersey Shore traffic.
Thank you, Pete. Now the WJRZ Jersey Shorecast with meteorologist Frank Lombardo.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
It's wet out there.
Yeah, you think?
It's a miserable chalachka of a day.
Oh,
it's a miserable
again.
Day. I know.
Who's that?
She speaks this funny language. I don't know.
Yeah, she speaks many languages.
And all of them are funny.
She's multilingual.
Please.
Don't go there, Frank.
Yikes. We got in trouble once for something
similar.
We've
been there before.
That's right.
Heavy rain out there this morning, but it will ease up this afternoon. Anyway, good weather coming up, but a lousy start this morning and wet. And I'm meteorologist Frank Lombardo. I better get out of here with the WJRZ Jersey Shorecast.
Why, thank you, Frank. It was 57 degrees, but I think it's getting hotter at 100.1 WJRZ.
It certainly is. It's approaching 5:37. Morning.